Let's go back to Jerry Henry on the phone with me. Jerry, do you want to put a stamp on anything we talked about before we move on to the primary, Kemp, David Perdue, and that looming threat, Stacey Abrams?
No, I think we're fine so far. I think we're both pretty much in agreement what we think is going to happen. Of course, you know, it's all a guess because, as I say, they're making sausage and you never know how it's going to come out.
But I'm fine with what we said so far. All right, you're comfortable. Okay, good. And I'm going to leave it at that. I am too. I'm certain of it. I feel very good. We're not going to lose that opportunity. All right, Jerry. All right, let's talk a little bit about Georgia politics and because it matters so much to the country. And here's why. Stacey Abrams, that's why. Stacey Abrams is the quote-unquote shining star. Now, it's always fascinated me that all of the Democrats' shining stars are losers. Stacey Abrams lost by 60,000 votes. That's more people that fit into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And she knew it. She couldn't challenge it. But she still thinks she's governor. But she knows she lost by 60,000 votes. If you put 60,000 people in a line, that's a hell of a lot of people. Now, the press tries to poo-poo it and tell you it's super close. It's closer than we'd like, but it's still 60,000 people. And guess what? She ain't my governor today, okay? We don't want her to be the governor.
She ain't anybody's governor.
Well, she still thinks she's the president of Georgia, if that could be.
Oh, I know.
I'll digress. I'll take it easy on her for right now. So, Kemp has caught a lot of flack from Trump. We can't deny that, can't overlook that, can't overstate that. It's a fact.
No.
And because of Trump, Kemp is now being primaried by David Perdue. First off, your thoughts on David Perdue.
Well, I don't think David has much of a chance to win governor. I mean, he couldn't win a statewide election against John Ossoff as for the Senate that he already held. I mean, he was the incumbent. He couldn't beat out a guy that really has no business being in Washington, D.C. And I don't think he's going to be able to beat anybody else down here if that's the case. I just don't see him beating Stacey Abrams, and I don't see him beating Kemp.
And I'm with you on that. The numbers as they stand right now, David Perdue is down by double digits. And that number is going up. That number is rising. That percentage is rising. I'm with you on that. I don't think David Perdue stands a chance. Brian Kemp will be the candidate after the primary, moving into the election against Stacey Abrams. And now the media is going to go bat dung crazy over this because of the quote unquote, they're going to paint this as a rematch. And Stacey Abrams righting a wrong. You know it's going to be ugly. The money that's going to come into this state, listeners, is going to be higher than you've ever seen in a gubernatorial matchup ever in the history of this country. You agree?
I agree that that's the way it's going to be, yes.
And a lot of that is going to be gun grabber money.
Yep. The only thing that I would caution a lot of people is several years ago when John Ossendine was running for governor, he was ahead there close to the end, and I said something to our lobbyist at that time, John Thomas, who is no longer with us. He's still alive. He's just not lobbying anymore. He's retired. He said to me, a week it can be an eternity in politics. So you never know what's going to happen. But I do believe that what we've said is accurate.
All right, so let's take into consideration some of what we talked about earlier, the Trump factor now. Trump has been very vocal in his disdain for Brian Kemp in regards to the fact that he feels Brian Kemp was not there to help him during the election process when he felt he was being robbed. I believe he was being robbed, too. Too many shenanigans that we saw. Something wasn't right. We all felt it in our belly, although it's hard to prove. Nonetheless,
that's correct.
When Kemp wins the primary and it's game on, Kemp and Stacey Abrams, what happens to Trump at this point?
I don't know. I hope he goes away and shuts up, but I don't know whether he will or not. I don't know if he has not exhibited much talent in closing his mouth over the last few years. And if he doesn't exhibit some and get out of here and leave us be, then we're going to have Stacey Abrams as a governor, the way I see it.
Ooh, see,
I think only Trump can make her governor.
Trump said at a recent rally. He would rather see Stacey Abrams than Brian Kemp. He said that at a rally.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right. I don't like hearing that.
He needs to leave and get out of the state and act like he's never even seen it. And don't even fly over it during election time. Because there are some people that are going to be hard-pressed to vote for Kemp regardless. And if he sits out there and just keeps stirring the pot, then we'll be just like we did, like we were before. The statement that I made after, or when the runoff was going on, after the election, when the runoff for both Senate seats were going on, the statement that I made was, if Trump doesn't shut up, we will have two Democratic senators. And I believe that then, that's what happened. And I believe that that may be exactly what will happen if he doesn't shut up after Kemp beats Perdue and runs against Abrams.
Okay.
The fact is, there's more than enough Republican votes, conservative votes, to vote Kemp into office. The question is, will they get out and vote? And my opinion, they will if Trump goes away.
All right. Let me give you some predictions here. I love this. Jerry and I talked about this privately off air today. And that's why we wanted to bring Jerry to the show today, because I can promise you, if Stacey Abrams wins the governor's mansion in the state of Georgia, it's going to impact every single resident in every state, because the Democrat Party is going to throw an unimaginable gobs sum of money at Stacey Abrams because they want to move her to the White House. That will happen. She is their darling for whatever reason.
I agree.
I can't find it, but that is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to make her your president. So we need your help in the state of Georgia to make sure that that does not happen. All right. I'm going to give you a prediction on Trump. I believe Trump is rhetoric right now, and I believe that rhetoric will change after his candidate loses. I believe the Georgia Republican Party will politely ask Donald Trump to step aside so that we can get Brian Kemp elected and not have that Trump effect keep certain people home. And here's why. Here's why I don't think, right, if Trump goes away, I think those voters who don't like Brian Kemp will, after constitutional carry is signed, they'll have short memories. All right. They'll look at the fact that constitutional carry is now the law of the land in the state of Georgia. Those people will go to the polls when they are faced with Stacey Abrams' mug on their television set day in and day out, and Brian Kemp holding a firearm and talking about signing constitutional carry, wanting to move more pro-gun bills. He will run another pro-gun campaign. There's no doubt in my mind about it. He ran the single most pro-gun gubernatorial campaign I've ever seen anywhere in any state in my lifetime. And while we are a little bummed we didn't get what we wanted over the last 3.5 years, we're getting there now. It took a while. We can argue that all day long. We're just going to stay where we're at now because it is where we are. We can't refuse to accept the situation. Let me take this to the break.
That's correct.
I believe those voters will show up and will come to the polls. They're not going to stay home, regardless of what they're writing in comments on websites and news pages and behind columns, etc. When it comes down to Stacey Abrams or Kemp, those voters will show up. Now, I'll get Jerry's comment on that when we come back. But then I want to talk about Democrats with guns. What are they going to do? Because a lot of them have seen the light. And Georgia has a very bizarre history with blue dog Democrats and very conservative Democrats here. Think Zell Miller Democrats. Lots more to cover in one segment with Jerry Henry. Do not change that dial. We'll be right back.